You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. It's Friday, February 23rd, and it's a day Thomas Whitaker wasn't supposed to live to see. Whitaker was scheduled to be the fourth person executed in Texas this year. He was sentenced to death for coordinating the 2003 murders of his mom and brother and the attempted murder of his dad. He wanted the insurance money. But his dad, Kent Whitaker, fought passionately to overturn his son's death penalty, saying it would cause him to hurt all over again to lose his remaining son. And yesterday, less than an hour before Thomas Whitaker was set to receive a lethal injection, word came that Texas Governor Greg Abbott accepted this week's recommendation from the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles that Whitaker instead be granted a sentence of life in prison. The Texas Standard spoke with Kent Whitaker back in January as he was still fighting to overturn his son's death penalty sentence. This morning, he joins us after a tumultuous evening of saying goodbye to Thomas, who he calls Bart, and then learning Bart's life would be spared. Kent, thanks so much for joining us again.
Oh, thank you.
Your son was scheduled to be executed last night. He wasn't, and he won't be. His new sentence is life in prison. How are you feeling?
I'm very hopeful. I'm overjoyed. I'm grateful. I guess I really want to say thanks to the governor and the parole board. These guys work really hard reviewing a lot of information, and they're all tough law and order people. And the fact that they agreed with my contention that life in prison without parole was the appropriate sentence in this awful crime, it's a validation and a vindication that Texas does listen to victims when they request mercy instead of just vengeance, but also that they spent so much time looking at it that they would come to a unanimous decision.
What has this week been like for you and your family? I can't imagine the uncertainty.
The uncertainty has been intense and incredible. The ups and downs, you know, people use the term bizarre and surreal, probably over much, but in this case, it qualifies as surreal because we went from not knowing what the parole board was going to decide on Tuesday to the incredible, unprecedented, actually has never happened before, unanimous decision by the parole board to recommend clemency, to the uncertainty because we didn't ever hear anything from the governor. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what he was thinking or what he was going to do. I know he was digging into it and talking to experts and doing his due diligence and working hard at the decision, but we had no idea what that process was. It was an incredibly intense week, and it was capped yesterday because we began the day expecting a statement from the governor at any minute. My wife and I drove up to the prison and visited with Bart for 2 hours, and we began our visit with believing that, you know, as soon as the hour, top of the hour comes up, you know, it'll be a news story, and it didn't. So as the 2 hours wore on, we became more and more aware that this actually might be our last visit together, that he may actually be executed that afternoon. The stress and the conversation, it took a very different change. And when the time came for us to leave at noon, we left the prison. He was escorted into with a 5-car transportation to the hour drive to Huntsville, where the execution would take place. And we drove to Huntsville and were allowed to stay in a kind of a hospitality area that one of the churches have set up for family members of men who are going to be executed. And so we were separated. We knew that until the governor made a decision or until the execution began at 6, we wouldn't see him. We did get a chance to talk to him on the phone, and that visit, it just amped up. It left where we left off at our visit at the prison, and when it 5 o'clock came and they told us that the phone privileges were over, and I hung up, I just burst into tears because I truly believed at that point that I would never hear his voice again. I haven't touched him since June of 2004. All our visits are through the glass and over the phone. And now I knew that I wouldn't ever have the chance. And it was a crushing afternoon. But then, 30 minutes before the drugs were to enter his veins, we got a call from our attorney, Keith Hampton, that the governor had issued a statement and signed the proclamation and had agreed that the life in prison without a chance for parole was the appropriate sentence. And so we were all overjoyed.
Were you upset that that Governor Abbott waited so long to make this decision? Or is there any room in your heart right now to be upset?
Upset isn't the right term. We were all wishing that he would make a decision so that we would be taken off. But we weren't upset. We were a little confused. We knew that he had received the recommendation by his very strict board unanimously. Mm-hmm. So, which was why we thought that there would be an announcement sooner. But you know, gosh, he's the governor of the state of Texas. It's a tough decision. It's a life or death thing. And I knew, mm-hmm. we all knew that he was wrestling with it. But we just were glad that he came to what we believe was the right answer.
After the governor did make his decision, your son Thomas is quoted as saying, "I'm thankful for this decision, not for me, but for my dad. Whatever punishment I might have received will receive will be just. I deserve any punishment for my crimes, but my dad did nothing wrong. The system worked for him today, and I will do my best to uphold my end of the bargain." How does that make you feel?
Incredible. So proud. He told me that that's what he wanted to do as far as making, if he ever got a second chance at life, he told me that he was going to make the most of it. So when the news came down about the governor's decision, I was extremely hopeful and joyful knowing that he was now going to have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I did not know he was going to make a statement, but it touched me to hear. I mean, this is basically the same thing he's told me for years, you know, that he was accepted responsibility for what had happened, and he was sorry, and he apologized, and was wanting to make as much right as he could. But I didn't know he was going to make the statement.
Have you gotten to talk with Thomas or Bart since? What's next for him?
No, I haven't. And we don't know the timetable anyway. We know that he'll be processed and sent to a different unit. We don't know where in the state it will be. We don't know anything really about the timetable. It could be as quick as a week, probably more like 2 to 3 weeks, but it could even take a month.
You know, I was listening back a little bit to your interview with the Texas Standard in January ahead of our conversation, and I have to say your voice sounds a little different today. Do you feel different? I mean, do you feel different than you have for, you know, more than 10 years, I'm sure?
It's a little bit, I'm getting used to it a little bit. The change is, I'm not used to it because you got to understand that since December 10th of 2003, my life has totally changed. And ever since Bart fell under suspicion and then was arrested and convicted, I've been faced with the expectation and the knowledge, the realization that yesterday was going to happen sometime, that there was going to be an execution scheduled, that we would have our last visit, that we would be separated. He would be taken to the Walls unit and strapped to a gurney. I knew that day was coming in the background. The fact that the governor has made his decision to commute the sentence has changed everything. It's a day of hope for me. I hope to get used to this new status of being able to contemplate my son living for many years. And I know it's a new life for him. And he has told me in the past that he wants to make the best use of this And well, I guess when you read his statement, he wants to make sure that he follows through on the opportunity that he now has.
Kent Whitaker is the father of Thomas Bart Whitaker. Thomas's execution was commuted by Governor Greg Abbott last night after his father's push for clemency. This was Governor Abbott's first commutation and the first by a Texas governor in more than 10 years. Thomas Whitaker will now spend the rest of his life in prison for the 2003 murders of his mother and brother, an attempted murder of his father. Kent, thanks again for your time.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. It's a delight talking to you.